Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Think System style Amen variation for old school jungle and DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12, but we're not just looping a break and calling it a day. We're arranging a proper drum edit, the kind that feels alive, tough, and a little unruly in the best possible way. And that's really the heart of jungle. The drums are not background. The break is the hook, the movement, the identity of the tune. If the edit has attitude, the whole track gets attitude. If the phrasing is tight, the DJ mix feels better. If the variation is strong, the loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record section. So let's get into it. First thing, choose your Amen source and decide on the phrase length. For this kind of edit, I'd recommend thinking in 8-bar phrases. 4 bars can work if you want something more dense and twitchy, and 16 bars is great if you want the break to evolve over a longer journey. But 8 bars is the sweet spot for classic jungle energy. It gives you enough room to state an idea, answer it, and land a turnaround without the listener feeling like the pattern is repeating too obviously. Drag your break into an audio track in Ableton. If it already sits close to the tempo, keep the warping simple. Don't smear the character out of it. If you have to warp, be conservative. The whole point is to keep that punchy, natural break feel. You want the Amen to feel like it's been sampled, chopped, and pushed, not stretched into something soft and modern. Now set the clip to loop exactly 8 bars, and find the section with the best transient energy. Usually that means a strong kick-snap-snare combination, maybe a ride or a nice little hat texture that gives you something to hang the arrangement on. Keep that in mind, because later you'll use it as a transition anchor. Next, we make it playable. Right-click the break and slice it to a new MIDI track. In Ableton Live 12, this is where the whole thing starts to turn from static audio into an actual instrument. Use a drum rack, because it lets you trigger, mute, duplicate, and reshuffle slices really quickly. For slice mode, transient is usually the best choice if you want the break to stay detailed and expressive. If you want more deliberate old-school control, 1/16 slicing can be really useful too. Once the slices are on pads, start programming a bass phrase that still feels like the original break. Don't overthink the first pass, just get the backbone in place. Then begin the edit logic. Add 1 or 2 ghost notes. Maybe a little kick pickup. Maybe swap one snare for another slice. Maybe keep a hat tail alive into the next bar. The goal is not to make the break unrecognizable. The goal is to make it feel arranged. A very good old school trick here is to think in statement and response. Bars 1 and 2 say, "Here's the groove." Bars 3 and 4 respond with a little variation. Then bars 5 and 6 strip something away, or flip one of the accents. Then bars 7 and 8 push toward the turnaround. That's the language. That's what makes it feel like a real drum section instead of a loop pasted across the timeline. Use velocity like a proper drummer would. Your main hits can live up near 110 to 127, but ghost notes should be much softer, somewhere around 35 to 70. Hats and little pickups can sit in the middle. That contrast is part of what makes jungle feel human. It's not just what hits, it's how hard each hit lands. And don't be afraid of tiny timing shifts. Some notes should stay locked, but some ghost notes can sit just behind the grid. That subtle push and pull is a big part of the old school feel. If everything is perfectly quantized, the break starts to lose its bounce. You want tension, not mechanical sameness. Now let's shape the raw sound a bit. On the drum boss, add saturator first. Keep it tasteful. We're not trying to blow the thing up. Just give it some edge. A drive of around 2 to 6 dB is often enough, and soft clip can help keep the peaks under control. If you want a darker, harder flavor, the analog clip mode can work nicely, but again, keep it subtle. After that, drop in EQ8. Clean up the very low rumble if you need to, maybe high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break sounds muddy, shave a little boxiness out around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the hats are too sharp, gently tame the top around 7 to 10 Khz. The aim is clarity, not sterilization. Jungle should still feel a little dangerous. Then add glue compressor. This is where you bring the slices together so they feel like a single performance. Use a moderate ratio, maybe 2:1, with a slower attack so the transient can punch through. Don't crush it. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. If you overcompress a jungle break, you flatten the swing, and suddenly the whole thing loses life. Now comes the part that really makes this more than a loop. Arrangement logic. Think of your 8 bars as a conversation. Bars 1 to 4 can be your main groove. Bars 5 to 8 can be the answer. Maybe you remove one element. Maybe you add one extra ghost snare. Maybe you swap a tail for a different slice. maybe you bring in a little fill right at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. That one moment at the turnaround is incredibly important. In jungle, a fill is punctuation. It's not decoration. It's a sentence ending. If the groove feels too straight, use the groove pool with a light swing feel, or manually nudge a few ghost hits slightly late. Be careful not to turn it into chaos. We're after that broken human momentum that old school DNB does so well. Now let's make the drums talk to the bass, because indeed NB the drums never really work alone. They're always in conversation with the low end. Build a simple bass patch with operator, wave-eatable, or analog. Keep the sub clean and mono. A sine or triangle under 90 Hz is a strong foundation. Then add a mid-range reese or filter detuned layer for movement. The sub should stay disciplined, but the top of the bass can breathe and move. Use the bass like a response line. Maybe it answers the snare every 2 bars. Maybe it leaves a gap after the break's strongest hit. Maybe it holds back in bars 5 and 6 so the fill can come through. That's what gives the section shape. If the bass is constantly filling every space, the break stops speaking. Leave holes. Let the amen breathe. Auto filter is your friend here. Automate the cutoff on the bass so it opens and closes in response to the phrase. You can keep the sub stable while the mid layer shifts. That gives you movement without losing low end authority. For darker rollers, even a narrow resonance sweep on the reese layer can be enough to create tension. Now let's get into the old school edit magic, resampling style movement. One of the best ways to make the arrangement feel worked, not looped, is to commit some of it to audio. Resample the drum bus to a new audio track if you want that printed, slightly crusty character. Then chop that recording and reinsert a tiny fill, or reverse a snare tail, or duplicate a beat and move it into the last half of bar 4 or bar 8. That kind of thing gives the section the feeling of having been recut by hand. Beat repeat can be useful too, especially on a return track or as a controlled effect. Keep it selective. Short bursts only. You're not trying to glitch the whole kit. You're using it to create one little surprise moment. A short repeat on a turnaround can make the transition hit harder and feel more like a rave tool. A really strong trick is to reverse a single cymbal or snare tail right before the next phrase, or automate a quick low pass dip on the last hit before the drop into the next 4 or 8 bars. Small edits like that make a huge difference because they give the listener a sense that the arrangement is moving somewhere. At this point, don't think of a loop as a loop anymore. Think of it as a 16-bar drum narrative. Bars 1 to 4 establish the language. Bars 5 to 8 develop it. Bars 9 to 12 strip something away or introduce a different accent. Bars 13 to 16 push the intensity, maybe with a little extra saturation, a more open filter, or a denser fill. Even subtle automation can make this feel alive. A little more drive on the saturator. A touch more air on the hats. A snare reverb throw just on the turnaround hit. These tiny changes create lift without making the arrangement feel overproduced. And since this is DNB, always check your mono compatibility. Keep the sub centered. If you've added any wider texture layers, high pass them so they don't smear the low end. The kick, snare, and sub are the pillars. If those three don't stay clean, the whole section loses power. A club system will expose that immediately. Here's a useful mindset shift. Don't try to make every slice important. In jungle, some hits are connective tissue. They exist to carry the groove forward. If every sound is trying to be the star, the break gets crowded and the arrangement loses focus. Often the strongest edits are built by subtraction first. Remove something, listen, then add back only what actually improves the phrase. A few advanced moves can really lift this into proper old-school territory. One is phrase inversion. Take a rhythmic idea from the start of the phrase and place it at the end instead. That makes the loop feel like it has memory. Another is density ramping without adding used samples. You can shorten some tails, tighten a couple of decays, or move a ghost note a hair earlier to raise the energy without making the break feel busier. That's a very musical kind of tension. You can also create a broken loop illusion. That's where one bar feels slightly off, then resolves immediately. It should sound like a sampler quirk, not a mistake. A slightly delayed snare, one early hat, a chop tail landing just off expectation. All of that can work beautifully if you keep the rest of the phrasing stable. And if you really want the section to feel authentic, print it, then rechop it. That imperfect edge, that slightly worked feel, is often what makes the edit sound like a real jungle arrangement instead of a clean MIDI exercise. A good practice approach is to build two versions from the same source. Version 1 should be your raw jungle tool. 8 bars, minimal processing, one clear turnaround, one bass response idea. Version 2 should be heavier, with at least a few reordered slices, one resampled fill, a parallel grit layer, and one automation move that changes the energy across the phrase. Keep the sub mono in both. Then export them and compare them on small speakers and in mono. If the drums still feel strong without the bass, you've got something solid. So let's recap the key idea here. Treat the amen as an arranged instrument, not a loop. Build in 4 and 8 bar phrases so the section moves like a real DNB drop. Use drum rack slicing, saturation, eck, glue, and automation to shape the character. Keep the drums and bass in conversation. Preserve the mono low end. And remember, in jungle and old school DNB, the magic is in the rechop, the ghost notes, and the turnaround.